Good morning, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is that you are listening, folks. Thank you very, very much for listening. The day today is the 18th of October, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to yet another edition of the Bun and Cardigan Show. I'm, of course, joined by the on again, off again man who wears the cardigan, James Edwards III of The Athletic. And James, this is the final episode until the regular season actually tips. We did have a little bit of basketball to talk about last week, but unfortunately,
I had a little bit of basketball to talk about last week.
You had a little bit of basketball to talk about last week, and you did an amazing job.
Oh, thank you.
I missed you. Yeah. It was so frustrating because there were a lot of things that you would say that I was like talking out loud to myself. Like, I was like, I need to reply to this thing. I have input. I have things to say. But this is, I guess, going to act as sort of our preseason and offseason recap. I guess we don't really need to recap the offseason. We've kind of been there, done that. And then heading into the season, things that we need to expect. So before we talk about the preseason, I know that out the gate, this is what people want to know about. People seem to misremember, and I'll give you the floor here to talk about this because I know
Do I have to talk about it? Yeah.
I know it's annoying to you, so I'm just going to give you a second because this is what people want to know about.
I know.
Dwayne Casey never gave a specific timeline for Cade, people Twitter are made adamant that up. In your mentions. Yeah, they tell you that a lot, that like, oh, this doesn't sound like the timeline, and every single time you're like, what timeline? What are you guys talking about?
He never said a timeline. He said it wasn't serious, and I guess I get why fans would be. My definition of serious is it doesn't need surgery. It's not anything more than your average NBA player ankle turn. I don't think this is a Reggie Jackson
grade three,
3 month thing. Like, that's serious to me. I think this is a guy who has a turned ankle, and he is their number one pick and potentially the face of their franchise. And it would be dumb if he's not feeling 100% healthy to roll him out because it's the season opener. That's one game of 82. I know it's the welcome to the season moment. It's the game in Detroit. It's Cade's here. He's done it. But, like, it's one of 82. You guys have 40 more games to catch him in Detroit. And 10 years, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it was also preseason, so it was like, you know, there's no real reason to play him. The same reason that he didn't play, the last game or two of Summer League, because it was like, don't really need to. We got to see him, and that was, you know.
I don't think he plays in the opener.
It definitely sucks, but you don't think, okay, I was going to ask you to, but okay, so you don't think that he will.
And this isn't me reporting anything, aggregators. This is my thoughts based off Dwayne saying he would like Kay to get close to a handful of practices in before he plays. And as of us recording this on a Sunday, Cade did not practice today on Sunday, and the first game is Wednesday.
Yeah, so there's only a handful of opportunity left.
There's
for
2 days
to,
left, yeah.
Yeah, that's annoying. When he does come back, I hope it's a home game. I just feel like that would be a lot better than him being on the road in Chicago and the reception isn't as – like, I feel like his first game, I would just like him to be able to thrive and coast off of the energy
of the city
and the buzz.
Yeah. Can I make a prediction for his return?
Sure.
Two Fridays from now in Philadelphia.
Oh, are you kidding? That long?
So game four of the season.
People are going to be losing their minds. They're going to call him a bust.
Those people need proper help.
When he's winning Rookie of the Year in 6 months, you guys aren't going to care that he missed the first week of the season. That's what you're saying.
100%. And I get it. People are excited. I'm not taking anything away from that. I understand why people want to know so bad. I get it. But, and again, this is me just speculating. This is not based off anything I know or have heard. Look, I'm just connecting dots. So they play. I don't see an avenue to playing Wednesday, just simply because, like, it's been reported, it's been out there. Dwayne wants close to a handful of practices in Cade before they just throw him to the Wolves. So I think that takes Wednesday off the table. But you never know. Maybe they change that because he feels better in the next 2 days and he's able to go. So don't hold me to that. You never know. I'm just going off what we've been told.
Sure.
And then after that, they don't play again until Saturday. So there's Thursday, Friday. That's 2 days. So maybe he gets 2 days in Monday, Tuesday. There's a game Wednesday, and he practices Thursday, Friday, plays Saturday. Maybe that's possible. I think we'll really know is if it's Tuesday and he still hasn't practiced yet. If it's the day before the season opener, he hasn't practiced, I think you're looking at Philly at the end of right before Halloween weekend.
Okay, yeah, right before the Michigan State game.
Yep, right before Michigan State, Tottenham Man United, and Lions Eagles. And the Pistons play the Magic on that Saturday.
Who cares about the last one?
In Detroit.
Who cares about that?
Yeah, nobody cares. I definitely don't care.
Eagles game. I'm not even watching the line. I texted you and I was like, I'm good. We can record whatever day. I'm not watching that. And the only reason I was going to watch was because of Joe Burrow. And then I was even then, you know, I'm good.
Catch him next week.
Yeah. Do you want to do the Ben Simmons thing now, or do you want to close with that?
What's the Ben Simmons thing?
I just want to talk to you about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I wasn't able to do it last week. I'm going to say this.
I actually sat in on Doc's presser in Detroit, and they talked about it. So I have things about this. Well, he actually practiced today, so there's my stuff is old anyway. Never mind. Go ahead.
I just mean in terms of him and Detroit.
Oh, who started that? Yeah. Did we talk about that?
I don't remember. I think you and I texted about it a little bit. We did in the 2 weeks ago, because there was a very slight report about it. I'm going to say this, and we're going to speed past this because I know that most people are going to roll their eyes and be like, I don't want Ben Simmons on my team. And I get why you would say that. And I'm not advocating for it one way or another. Privately, I would, but
you want him on your basketball team?
I want the idea of Ben Simmons on my basketball team without having to pay what it's going to take in terms of a trade to get him.
Okay.
Fair. So in Detroit's instance, I'm kind of like, I know what that's probably going to look like.
What's the most you would trade for Ben Simmons?
I just wouldn't give up one of the three guys.
Not even Killian?
From last year. No, I guess, you know.
Well, I'm just saying that because Ben can quasi point guard. That's why I said Killian.
Yeah, I just won't budge on them. And there was the one report from Bleacher Report where he talked about a trade package. It was like Jeremy and like Kojo and stuff.
Yeah, I think Jeremy would have to be involved. Philly's trying 100%.
To win. Yeah. Salary wise, he would 100%.
And salary wise, yes.
Yeah. So what I'm getting at here is usually we talk about, and I think this is what we said a few weeks ago, whenever it feels like the Pistons are attached to a name like this, it's just because they were doing their due diligence. I actually believe this, though. I actually believe that it would interest Troy Weaver. Thoughts?
Does the idea, I don't know. Yeah. What I know about Troy, and I could be wrong, does he maybe like Ben's game? Sure. I mean, a lot of people like Ben's game.
Yeah.
Do I think that he is a Weaver guy? No.
Bit of a head case, so kind of strike one right there.
I think, first of all, if they do any trade that involves Jeremy and or like a Sadiq or Isaiah, I think it makes Detroit worse if it's Ben in that team. And you're clogging up your cap space.
Mm-hmm.
For a non-shooter who is in year what now and still hasn't even tried to shoot outside of whatever gym he plays in Santa Monica down the street from you.
Until he starts shooting with the right hand, that's not going
to
happen.
I think from a – I don't want to use the word character because I don't know Ben. From a personality standpoint, I don't necessarily see him as a Troy guy. I think that is very important to this organization. Yeah, and I'm just not sure Ben makes Detroit significantly better. And I don't know if guys would want to come play with Ben Simmons when
after
you hit
what
free
happened.
Agency.
Yeah.
I don't know
and
if
I,
he has a great I don't know this. I don't know how people view Ben as a player in the league. I'm not sure if that's the guy that they would want to go play with. I like Ben. He's a good basketball player. If I'm trying to win a title, do I want Ben on my team? Probably not.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually,
I think
not. Probably not. No.
I think what you said about him making Detroit worse, I only think that that's true because of what we would have to give up.
Oh, yes.
In the process.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right. So, if you added Ben Simmons in free agency to this team, awesome.
Makes them
better.
Yeah, makes
but
them
of
better.
Course.
Right.
But of course. So, okay. So we're both out on the idea, but do you believe? Well, no, I guess you kind of just alluded to it.
Do
okay,
I believe
we'll
that they that it would that they're seriously inquiring? No,
not
I
maybe
do not
seriously,
believe that.
But higher than just checking in. Somewhere in the middle.
No, I think they just checked in.
Okay. All right. We'll move on.
I don't know that.
The preseason has come and gone. We played, what, four games?
Four games.
We went 2-2?
Yes.
Including a win over the Philadelphia 76ers, the aforementioned.
Actually, while we're on that, really quick, somebody was in my mentions and wanted me to explain why they only had four.
That was both of our mentions.
Oh,
by
was
the way.
It? I'm sorry. To
throw that out
I'm
there.
Sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw that too.
So Dwayne told us the other day that they schedule those games months ago. Like, I want to say July or August. And at that time, with them having so many young players and no injuries, they figured they would need more practice in games.
Okay.
Now I think he said it. He said, now at this point, I kind of wish we had more games. And it's something I think he even said this. So don't, it might be out there. I hope I'm not misquoting him, but I think he said now they'll have to keep the potential of injuries like this in the back of their mind when they're scheduling the preseason, because they certainly could have probably used five or six games.
Sure. Yeah. I think for the sake of the fans, we would have liked that too, but it is what it is. The regular season's here. We did it. We made it. So I don't care anymore. Like, I'm good now.
Yeah.
Also, because I was only able to watch half of the preseason games live. So anyway.
You missed nothing.
I missed Josh Jackson being exactly the guy that I've wanted him to be. And my favorite play that he had in the preseason, I believe it was against the Sixers, was that bounce pass that he had to Isaiah in the lane.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen from Josh is exactly what I said that I was hoping we would see from him. It was like all the best parts of his game last year just elevated. And the plus is, I don't know if you remember this, it was one of our first episodes of the show where I was like, Josh, you're really good at scoring the ball and not great at anything else. Just score. I'm happy with that because I believe that you can score. And I'm fine if that's what you do and you just shoot the hell out of the ball. I love it.
Yeah.
But now Josh Jackson kind of filling up the stat sheet. And yeah. I'm like, getting he's going after the boards.
5 to 6 assists a game.
Yeah. And I'm kind of like, Josh Jackson, maybe you won't get traded. Or maybe this is actually, well, you know.
No,
he's been fun.
I think, and I almost wonder if he called me. So this is what happened. I wrote the story about Josh and prior to the Philly game. About him, like Josh, I think it was titled Josh Jackson, The Art of Keeping It Simple, and highlighting how good of a decision maker he's been. And we hadn't gotten him since, like, in the day or two since I wrote that story. I had some Josh Jackson stuff from previous that kind of hinted at it that I used. But then I asked him after the Philly game, I'm like, you mentioned to Caden Killian, like, it's not a race and you're always getting better and you're not a finished product, blah, blah, blah. I was like, is your decision making kind of like highlighting that quote or that sentence where you're talking about it's not a race and there's still more areas to improve. He's like, yeah. He's like, I've heard what people have said. I've heard what people think. I've heard X, Y, Z. And I was thinking, I was like, I've definitely been critical of Josh's lack of decision making. But I think I've always been fair. And like I just wrote a story about how it's been good. So that was funny. I wonder if he's a B and C listener. That might have been at you.
I don't say mean things about him.
No, I know.
I mean, I tell him, I say all the time that I think he's probably going to get traded. If anybody does, it's going to be him. And I just said that he wasn't good at doing anything other than scoring last year. So I guess that's not a nice thing to say. But I love him. Like, I really enjoy him. So, you know, and I'm happy for him that he's home.
Where's Josh Jackson on the Knicks going to get a jersey list? Pistons jersey.
He's in probably the top five.
So we got Cade, Killian.
Jeremy, Sadiq. Well, maybe six. He's top six, and he's probably number six.
Behind.
Well, Frank Jackson, too. I don't know. Well, I don't know, because Frank shaved his head.
He did.
What was that all
Killian
about?
Killian braids. What? That tweet was for you.
Listen.
I still don't understand the excitement when guys get new hairdos. Like, Twitter loses their mind.
The funny thing was, if you remember, I said if Cade and Killian show up on opening night with braids, I will buy buffs. And you said, I don't think he'll braid those curls. We'll see.
I didn't think so. I was wrong.
He braided them. Frank shaved them. I don't know what is going on with this team.
New beginnings.
But it's crazy.
New beginnings.
It's crazy. But here's the thing. If Cade doesn't play.
But what if he's sitting on the sideline with braids?
I don't know if that counts.
It's opening night.
You're right. I guess that would count. You'll have to get a word in. And be
you
like,
with
hey,
buffs
I need
would
to...
kind of be fire. Like, you're just walking around L.A. with some buffs. That'd be kind of hard. With the ponytail.
I have a fit. It's my navy blue suit, black turtleneck, with the blue tinted buffs.
Do you have these buffs, or those are the buffs? Those that's your idea.
Those are the buffs that I would. Those are the buffs that I would get.
I would get the clear. I would get just regular that look like.
You think
like,
so?
For me, that's what I would get. You do. You do. You man. You're a different cat.
That fit would be crazy.
That fit would be crazy.
Yeah, the killing thing was nice. So this is a live check-in. We haven't gotten a question from my brother in a while. He actually texted me just a minute ago, and he said, Killian is at the game, meaning the Lions game. And I said, wow. I said, we're recording right now, Matthew. Ask a question.
The whole team is.
Oh, are they really?
I don't know about the whole team, but I know a good amount are.
Funny enough, you know what the first question he asked was? How good do Killian's braids look in person? Probably amazing.
He's asking me that?
He's asking you that because you were there.
How does he know Killian's at the Lions game?
Must have been shown on TV. Okay. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not at liberty to answer how good they looked. I'm not that guy. Like, I don't think he got braids.
yeah, you just kind of said you don't care.
He kind of has like the then. Terrence Mann type braids, like the he long for, ones. I don't know what those are called.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. For both of you, who on the team do you want to see play 1v1? And then we'll get to actual preseason stuff.
Ooh, between each other?
Yeah.
This one's easy for me. Easy.
Okay.
Isaiah and Kelly.
Oh, that'd be a bloodbath.
Because I secretly think I want to. Do I want to say this? I would be curious if what it's been.
If they've fought.
Pretty much, yeah. Like I'm going to start asking. Yeah. I'm going to start asking. I don't know if they'll say
has
it
there
on
been
record.
A little dust up or something.
Yeah, yeah. I can't. I have just watching them against each other in the open scrimmage. I think they both like each other. And they're both teammates, but they're both very competitive. They look like they don't like each other on the court. Like, they didn't talk to each other during the scrimmage. I know they were guarding each other, opposing teams, but, like, they weren't joking. It was business, and that's how those two guys are wired. But I would guarantee they've had to at least get into it once. At least once.
I'm trying to think of who I would want Frank to play. Because I think he would beat anyone on the team.
In one-on-one?
In one-on-one. I think Frank would beat anybody. That guy has a game molded.
I don't think anybody can beat. I don't think anybody can beat Jeremy.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Just because Jeremy can post any of the guards up and get past any of the bigs.
And defend all of them. What I'm really loving about this team is they may not win. They may not make a lot of shots. They may get out rebounded.
They may turn the hell out of the ball.
Yeah. But they play with so much more confidence than they did a season ago. And obviously, when you have one season, you know, together under your belt, it's more or less the same roster, right, for the most part. Yeah. Of course, there's going to be more cohesion. They're going to look a lot more comfortable with each other. But it's palpable. Like, you really notice it. And I think it honestly starts with Sadiq, like a guy who...
Really quick. I would say that there's more confidence individually than as a group because of the injuries. Like I don't think there's cohesion with that starting lineup. The bench, on the other hand, yes.
The bench is good.
The bench is good. And weirdly enough, like that has the. Well, I guess Kelly's the only new player. But yes, or and Trey. So they have two new pieces.
You like Trey.
Trey's had a good preseason.
You've liked him.
He's had a good preseason. Yeah.
Much to the dismay of Pistons fans, Hey man, if I told you if he starts playing good, I'll turn. I'll be like, okay, cool, you're good.
Yeah,
we'll see. I don't recall any floaters that were taken in the preseason, which surprised me.
No floaters.
Nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, I don't think I saw any floaters. He had one or two dunks.
Yeah, a couple threes.
Some coast to. He had a coast to coast one, if not two. And I remember one. I want to say it was in Memphis. I can't remember. Yeah, man, he's looked good, but I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yes, individually, there is a confidence about these guys. Go ahead. You were talking about Sadiq.
I think it starts with Sadiq. I am so unbelievably impressed with the guy. I'm right by the 405, by the way. Nothing I can do if you guys can hear the motorcycles in the background. I feel like it's always something when we record. These last few weeks, it's always something.
That's okay. I can't hear it
in the background.
I can't hear it, but I couldn't hear the truck last time, and then I heard it when I listened to the
pod. And then you
could
hear, exactly. Yeah. So anyways, I think that there's something so unbelievably fascinating about a guy like Sadiq Bey who isn't comfortable.
I haven't been recording.
I'm not doing this.
All right, damn.
I'm not doing this again.
All right, go ahead.
No, you're not getting me again.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
You can't do this two episodes in a row.
All right.
Gotcha. I shut that shit down quick.
You did.
Shut up.
Kim Bey. That's in my house.
Can I get this point out? Yeah, do you mind? Can I talk about Sadiq Bey?
Yeah, go ahead.
About a guy who's
turtles,
not comfortable just being a three-point shooter and really, really diversifying his game the way that he has. And a lot of people last season were like, ooh, he's going to be the new Chris Middleton for us. And I was like, I guess, but Chris Middleton does a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And Sadiq Bey doesn't do a lot of stuff. I think he tries to do a lot of stuff, but he can't do it yet. But this year, I'm kind of like, wait a second, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be interesting to follow because I think he has the skills to get there. I think what's going to be interesting is he going to be able to creatively use his massive bodybuilder frame to get at the rim and finish, because he's not the most athletic. He's not a great jumper. He's not quick. He's not super quick feet.
Not a lot of that on this team.
Nope. And he's going to have to post guys up, which he's done. They've used him in the pick and roll. He's going to have to make the right read, which he's done at times. Like, I think as he grows and they give him more responsibility and run more stuff for him, I think you're going to see. I just think he's a very smart player and he'll figure it out.
Power rankings are things that impressed me the most in the preseason.
Let's do it.
On an individual basis.
Yep.
Because, like I said, the way that this team plays, it's a lot of effort. It's a lot of energy, and I just really enjoy it.
Detroit basketball, baby. We play hard.
Yeah, we do. They really are.
Let's get it.
But, like, on an individual basis, it's, like, in no particular order. It's the Josh Jackson stuff.
Yep.
It's the Sadiq Bey stuff, which we've talked about both already. Kelly Olynyk. Good passer.
Looked good. Put the ball on the floor. He's looked good.
He had the one, like, no-look pass. I don't remember who it was against. The preseason games already blurred together. Yeah. But I was like, I think it was the second game because it was Killian's first, and he was, like, passing better than Killian. And I was like, Kelly O.
You're wow. That's your Halloween costume.
I guess Kelly Olynyk is my guy now, I guess.
I mean, we all could have predicted that one.
Oh, back to these jokes.
Well, and you kind of look like Kelly. Like, you're like a mix between Kelly Olynyk and Joe Dirt.
I have not heard Joe Dirt before.
Just because the stash.
Sure. Yeah. I won't say this. I don't want to. Never mind. I don't know. It's been fun. So, like, going into the Bulls game on Wednesday, you know, all last few months, we have the schedule. I'm like, we're waxing the Bulls. Like, that's a wrap. But now Cade's not playing, and I guess he was the deciding factor in my head, because I'm like, I watched that Bulls team in the preseason, and they play like a team that's been together for about 5 years.
They look. I don't take much out of preseason, but they look good. I think this is going to be, like, Lonzo. I think this is going to be Lonzo year, like, where Lonzo gets everybody. Like, people, basketball nerds like ourselves have been back on Lonzo since his –
about two or three.
Since the people kind of gave up on him after his Lakers stint. Like, we've seen the improvements from Lonzo. But I think, like, nationally, Lonzo's going to put himself back in the conversation as, like, somebody people are talking about regularly.
100%. And Patrick Williams, I think, is another, like, leap year guy. And I know this is only his, second season.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the bar there? But having so many options around him.
He's hurt, but I don't think it's that serious.
No, yeah, I think he's going to be fine. Yeah. But, yeah, in the preseason, 100%. If there was a takeaway that I had from the preseason, it is that the Chicago Bulls. That's my take.
That was my hot take on Basketball Buds, which will be out tomorrow. I think the Bulls, five seed.
Yeah, I think their floor is six. And then their ceiling, I
mean, there's a world in which
it
doesn't work. But I don't know. There's something about that team that I kind of like, and I don't really know what it is. I really don't.
I think it's just you like the Bulls are good again. Maybe it's as simple as that.
It could be. We'll see.
Yeah. People as Pistons fans would be like, you're not supposed to like when the Bulls are good. So prepare for that. I didn't say it. You said it.
The Bulls haven't been good in damn near, we're almost approaching 10 years since.
Yeah, I'd say about 10. Well, not quite, about six.
Since
the
Rose stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that buzzer beater he had on the Cavs was 15, I think. So.
Oh, was it 15?
Yeah.
Oh, sheesh.
Yeah, maybe 14, but yeah.
It's been a wild decade.
Derrick Rose, not that far removed from the Bulls, as we may remember.
Yeah, apparently not.
I mean, sheesh. It's been 10 years since the MVP season, but.
Oh, that's it. Okay, that makes sense.
That was 2011. Okay. Yeah. Technically, I guess this is the 11th year. But anyways, yeah, I mean, that first month that Detroit is going to be playing is super tough. Very, very tough. So,
yep.
And then the other big, impressed, was Saban. especially in the what I think the last game when he hit a what three or four threes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looked just good.
To score.
Excuse me. Look confident. I have something I want to say, but let's hold off on it.
Is it a hot take? You reporting something?
Not reporting anything. It's not a hot it's not a hot take if you've been paying attention. It may be a hot take. All right.
Okay.
Here's my question to you.
Okay.
Who's a Piston longer? Killian Saban. Or Saban?
Saban.
Do you want to butt?
Because it's not what I want to happen. And so
the world is out to get you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I think, look, I think that Saban has already shown, and this is something that Dwayne said last year, that he could be like the Ish Smith type who plays 12 or 13 years in the NBA, mm-hmm. like off the bench. Like, that's just something that he could do.
I remember, did I say it on here where I said, somebody told me they think Saban could play 15 years and then go coach for 15 years?
The old Tum Tum Nairn.
We haven't got the old in a while. I love those. Yeah. The old Tum Tum Nairn. Sure. Not the old Steve Nash or the old J.C. Kidd or the old any head coach pretty much in the end. The old Chauncey Billups. Yeah. Well, we don't know about Chauncey yet. But
well, he ain't going to coach 15 years.
They didn't win a game in the preseason. Just the preseason. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, they'll have Ben Simmons soon. So
that's where I still want to happen. Actually, you know what? I changed. Actually, for Dame's sake, I do kind of want Ben in Portland, but it's not going to happen. I just want the Kyrie Ben swap to happen.
Yeah, sure. But then what happens to? I don't know. That would get weird for Brooklyn, but I could see it. I still want Sacramento and Sacramento publicly being like, we don't want Ben Simmons. Dumb. You guys are dumb. Monty McNair, my stock has never been lower.
Yeah, they're tripping. Like, what? Come on.
Mine is literally do the Ben Simmons for De'Aaron Fox. Do that.
I would do that. Ben is under contract for 4 years.
De'Aaron Fox is also under contract for like 4 years.
Ben is better. I'm not a Ben fan, but Ben is better. I would do that trade if I were them.
But anyways, and then so I think Killian has the tools to be in the NBA for as long of a time and make a greater impact, but it's contingent on so many variables,
mm-hmm.
namely that he needs to be able to score the basketball,
mm-hmm.
that it's just a bigger question mark. And right now with Saban, it's not as much of a question mark because we have seen more of what he has done for a longer amount of time. And Killian
and Saban can score without a jump shot right now. That's where he has. Right. Yeah.
And Killian's what, a 20-year-old who's played 40 games.
Yep. Exactly. So
I saw a meme. It wasn't a meme. It was just, I don't know. The template was weird. It wasn't like just a tweet. It was just weird. It was something to the effect of like the same people who have given up on Killian and want him traded are the ones who like in retrospect are like, oh, but Spencer Dinwiddie and Chris Middleton.
Right.
And I'm like, I wouldn't quite take that leap, but the principle is the same.
Right. I wouldn't give up on Killian right now. Not worth it.
He's the best player on the team, so I wouldn't do it either.
All right. I wouldn't. Yeah, like there's stuff there and there's stuff he needs to get better at. Like we've said many times, Detroit right now isn't necessarily in a rush. Maybe that changes in a year and a half, 2 years. But
we got plenty of time. Time is on Killian's side. And that's what I was talking to someone about this the other night. Go ahead.
But I was going to say, I think a lot of fans willing to really move on from Killian is the fact that Cade is here and they want him to play point guard.
Sure.
I think that's 80% of it.
And they see the Halliburton thing.
What do you mean?
People wanted Halliburton. We got Killian. Halliburton was awesome.
I think that's a revisionist history. I think if you polled people, more people wanted Killian. People that like followed the NBA knew who and followed the draft coverage and knew who Killian was being overseas. Yeah. More people wanted Killian. And
sure.
Yeah. I think that's a revisionist history.
I was talking to someone about this the other night, and I will not say who it was. Because I would imagine they probably don't want me to.
Okay.
But they texted me and they said It was some, I won't pull it up, but it was something along the lines of like, hey, Josh Giddey is already doing all the things that I wanted Killian to do, and now I'm upset and I feel bad. And I was like, I get it. Josh Giddey looks really good. And I know that that's going to make James upset. Yes.
I haven't watched a second of him.
He looks great. I mean, some of these passes that he's pulling off, I still don't believe in his jumper at all. I think it's clunky.
He's just so stiff as a player too, to me.
And I still think he's kind of slow. Yeah. I think he's like deceptively quick, but he's not that quick. I don't know, but some of them, but actually some of these passes that he's been pulling off have been absolutely insane.
Cute.
And I was like, time is on Killian's side.
Yes, it is.
We have like 2 years before it actually becomes a problem. And I'm like the ultimate proponent of him being most improved player. So
my only thing with your 2 year window,
it's sort of an arbitrary 2 years. I was just throwing.
I think in a normal circumstance, of course, but I still just like, they got cap space. Do they really want to not be competing for the playoffs three years in Detroit's tenure, 4 years in Detroit's tenure? That's a long time, and they have cap space coming up. So I just wonder if maybe the leash is shorter on guys who don't show stuff, if that makes sense, because the cap space is coming up and we're likely going to go, this is going to likely be year two of not being in the mix of the playoffs.
Well, they gave Sekou 3 years. That's what it was, right?
They gave Sekou 3 years. Troy gave Sekou a year.
Yeah. Be interesting to see. I don't think there's anything to worry about because I think he's going to be good this year. I think we're going to get 10-6 on 30% from three, and everyone's going to be fine.
That'd be a good step. Yeah, that'd be a good step.
Can't be mad at that.
As long as if we can finish around the rim at league average and get to the line more than a few times, I think that's the big key.
You want to know how I know the Pistons are about to be back?
Oh, here we go.
Is when our summer league team stinks. When the roster has one guy on it I care about.
Is it the Lions went 4-0 in the preseason, 0-16 in the regular season effects?
I'm dead serious. It's like Milwaukee just won a championship and their summer league team stinks because all their guys aren't rookies. They're not good. They don't need to be in the summer league. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So when the Pistons have one or two guys max that I care about on the summer league team, I'll know we're trending in the right direction.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying you want to know why I think they're going to be sweet, not when they're going to be sweet. I agree with that. Yes. No. Yeah. When you got the trash summer league team, that means you got a squad for sure.
Yeah.
Facts. Not when you have three starters in your summer league team. Yeah.
Yeah.
That means you're working your way up.
Preseason MVP.
Josh Jackson. Jeremy Grant was really good.
I was going to say Jeremy was really good. But he's probably going to be the regular season, though.
Yeah, so, Let's co-MVP it.
I don't know, because Jeremy wasn't the MVP last year. It's Isaiah Stewart, remember? He was the Motown Noah best friend of the year.
He was, but he also sat a lot of games. He probably wouldn't.
He did sit the last, like, 15 games. Yeah. And that's why Isaiah and Sadiq were able to skyrocket up.
So I'm gonna go co-MVP with Josh and Jeremy. I really like what I saw from Jeremy.
I look at this schedule. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to happen against Milwaukee this year.
You think, what is the losing streak, 13 games?
I think it's 17, including the playoffs.
17.
It's 16. I think it's 16, and we haven't won since 2017. I think that's what it is. It's over a dozen.
It's not going to be that first game against Milwaukee, because that's a home road back-to-back. Then the next day is Thanksgiving, and then they're in L.A. That's a schedule loss.
You'll be in L.A. for Thanksgiving.
Yep, I fly out on Thanksgiving Day.
I'll have dinner waiting for you.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'll take you to Roscoe's. I know you're afraid to go alone. We'll go to Roscoe's in Compton.
I'm not afraid to go alone. I just don't go places alone.
No, it's the Compton stigma. I'm telling you, this Roscoe's, it's a nice part of Compton.
I'll go today. I'll call a Lyft. I'll go today.
Let's video it. I want to vlog.
Okay, fine.
I want to vlog.
Why would... You're going to vlog.
I want a vlog of Nick goes to Roscoe's in Compton.
Fine, yeah.
Why, no, just wait till me and we'll go together.
They open on
and we'll take like an album cover pick because it'll be our first time meeting.
Yeah, because I guess I'm not going to be at opening night. I guess that's not happening. Yeah. Rip.
Rip.
That's too bad. Now I have to wait. Yeah, we got to wait another month and a half to meet. That's lame.
sounds like we've been chatting on Tinder.
We've been e-dating for like a year.
We're finally going to meet.
Yeah. You learned that term. Meet cute is like when you, it's basically when you meet someone for the first time. That's it.
It's such a weird term.
Yeah.
The only time I ever heard that term before was now that I said it. I remember Kelly from The Office said it.
From The Office. Yeah. And that's what you call a meet cute.
Yeah. She
bites the glasses.
Yeah. It's such a odd term. Like, why just meet? Why not just, we're meeting.
All right, fine. I'm excited to meet.
Same.
James Edwards III of The Athletic. You actually have been traveling on the road for the preseason.
Just Memphis.
Well, okay, yeah. Just Memphis. Was it like, because I know it's going to be different probably with a lot of arenas as COVID protocols are going to be different in different states. Did they do a media spread?
Yep, nothing was different. Detroit's doing their media spread. Nothing was different from a logistics standpoint. Sat in the same seat. Memphis has one of the better media seats. It's right behind the scorer's table.
Right behind the bench. I seen you on TV a bunch of times.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You were in gray that day, I think.
I had a cardigan on.
Yeah, that's how I knew it was.
It was brown though.
Was it? I don't remember.
Okay. Logistically, everything was the same. The only difference is the access. Like post game, it's in a conference room. There's no open locker room.
It's nice to not have to be on Zoom anymore, though.
Yeah. Yep. It is.
Yeah. Worst media seats in the league.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
We're way up there.
Yeah.
But it's a garden, so it looks cool still. Sacramento's is pretty bad, too.
Mm.
Everything about Sacramento's bad.
What have you been eating at LCA?
They had Philly cheesesteak on the day the Sixers were in. So I had that with baked ziti.
Woo!
Yeah,
Woo!
They went ham. What did I have against the Spurs? I smashed that day. I had like two pieces of pizza, Brussels sprouts. I think it was prime rib, two ice creams. Your boy was hungry. I went nuts that day.
You're like Forrest Gump at the White House.
Facts, dude. I was mad. I don't know if it was because I was happy that we got the media food back, but. Shit,
you missed
son.
The whole game. You're just eating the whole time.
Bro, I put on like 10 pounds that night.
Is it like if you know the Pistons play, you just like won't have dinner because you're like, I'm going to have dinner.
Yeah. And we don't pay for the food.
Insane.
Yeah. And it's the best spread in the NBA. Ask any beat writer that you ever come across. They will tell you. Just ask them. Best media food in the NBA. Detroit.
The Red Wings opening night was a success in terms of the turnout.
Yeah, it was.
Very, very packed. Shout out to Tyler Bertuzzi.
And let's not shout Tyler Bertuzzi out, but yeah.
Why? What's wrong with Tyler Bertuzzi?
Let's not get political on here, but yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he did have four goals, though, which is pretty cool.
He did. He went nuts. Shout out to Lucas Raymond. The jersey's coming. I'm getting it.
Yeah. It was Max that correctly pointed out that you do have a lot of pull
in
the jersey sale industry.
You want to hear this story? I might get in trouble for saying this, but I don't give a shit. So you know the Akil Badu thing, right?
Yeah, that's kind of
that's
I
where
was
it started. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you missed it, Akil Badu, first couple weeks of the season, the rookie's going nuts. Can't find his jersey, and we have to customize his jersey to get an Akil Badu jersey. And I tweeted like somebody, this is ridiculous. He's the hottest thing, literally in baseball at the time.
In baseball, in
the
league,
and you can't buy his jersey. And then the next day, the Tigers had the Akil Badu jerseys for sale.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard through some birdies that their plan was to have it live the next day. That it wasn't my tweet that got thousands of reactions and stuff. Had nothing to do with it.
It was your tweet.
Yeah,
that was
for
your
tweet.
Sure. You did that.
And the Wings, after I tweeted it, I mean, it was opening night, but there was Lucas Raymond jerseys in the sports shop.
I'm going to give you the floor for a second.
So who else's jersey do you guys want? You guys want Luka Garza jerseys? I know you guys do. Holy shit.
He's not even in 2K.
He's not?
No. What the hell is that all about?
Well, I guess at the time, if they do a roster update, but at the time he was a two-way guy.
I guess, yeah. But they usually still have the two-way guys in the game.
Yeah, but he was a late two-way guy. Remember, he's the second round. They didn't sign him until two-way until summer
league.
They had
Isaiah Livers.
But he's a contract guy.
True.
Yeah. Because okay. Garza didn't get the two-way till summer league, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's probably why.
Him and Cade, like, played a game when they, like, hadn't even signed yet. Right. It was, like, a behind, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the floor. There's some buzz, some stuff, and you've denied. You honestly have no real reason to know. And I believe that you don't. But I'm just going to give you the floor.
I'm interested. What is this about?
Now, as soon as you see where this is going, you're going to get annoyed. November, I think, 5th, I believe, is the date. It's sometime in early to mid-November. The Pistons are slated to debut their new alternates. Oh,
yeah. I don't know. And
hold on. All right. We talked a few weeks ago about how it's my favorite time of the year. It's leak season.
Yeah.
And
we needed a Foot Locker correspondent.
Yeah. At the Woodland Mall, they haven't reported. Yeah. They haven't gotten back to us yet.
Yep.
We'll have to send them to Somerset. Is there a Foot Locker in Somerset? I don't think there is actually.
Yeah, there is. It's it's a House of Hoops.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. We'll have to send them there because surely that's where it'll go.
Yeah. They still have Blake Griffin stuff up last time I was there.
I went to a Dunham's in...
it's probably changed by now, though.
I don't remember where it was. It was like $8 for a Blake Griffin jersey. And I was like, well, that's not a bad deal. But anyways.
You didn't cop?
No. I just think it's weird that as soon as I said that it's leak season, the leak stopped. We have not seen anything since then.
No, we haven't. It's a good
and
point.
I have... There's somebody who I know within the organization who I almost like reached out to and was like, hey... But I was like, leave them alone. Just wait for them to, you know...
Unveil it.
And I'm a little bit mad. James, I need you to do some digging. Let us know when they're going to unveil it. Because the season's about to start and we don't know what the alternate looks like.
They probably won't unveil it until...
Lame. Bad PR.
Right before.
Nope. Do better. Marketing department. We'll be in touch.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Yeah, I'm curious to see what they're going to be. Isn't it... Aren't the city editions this year, aren't they like a mix, like called remix or something?
The mixtape, I don't think that was true. I don't think that report was true. I think that was a guy just bullshitting.
I thought it was true.
Well, because we've seen some of the uniforms that have come out, and they're not. They have nothing to do with
previous
past uniforms.
One. Okay. All right. Well, then, that could be bullshit.
Because what is the non-city one? Whatever. The grays are still here.
Yeah.
We know that. Yeah. There's for some reason they're still here.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna predict. These new jerseys, these mystery jerseys, these mystery jerseys will do. I think they're I couldn't think of anything else. I think they're gonna be red.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. My question to you was going to be, what color do you think they're going to be? Here's the only way
I think they go red now that they have a blue court.
I'm only annoyed if it's blue. I'm kind of like, okay, like we did that. Give us another white one. Give us the lightning bolt if you want to do that.
Yeah, I think it's red.
Okay. Did you like the last red ones with the blue stripes in the middle?
Oh, the Motor City ones. I thought those were fire in person.
I didn't
like them when little Timmy Jr. tweeted out the photo from the Foot Locker at Cortland Center in Flint. But in person, I thought to me, those are the best jerseys they've had since
really think here.
I mean, for me personally, cool the teal, I like the red Motor City with the blue down the center. Yeah.
You like them a lot.
I mean, that's relative to Pistons jerseys. Yeah. They keep it pretty simple.
They always look dumb on the hanger and I'm like, imagine them on your favorite player.
That, and you have to factor in the shorts.
Yeah.
You have to factor in what it's going to look like with the shorts. And I thought, I forgot they had red jerseys already, alternate. So maybe they don't go with red again.
Just do white or black again.
Have they? When's the last time they've had different white jerseys?
Did we have sleeved white ones?
No, just the navy blue.
We had chrome ones. We did have gray ones.
Yeah, there were chrome sleeve.
Yeah,
ones.
I think they said Motor City.
Those are arguably the ugliest of the bunch.
I'm still pro sleeve jerseys. Maybe not specifically for Detroit. I did like the sleeve.
I wonder if that person still has a job. Like, what was the point? Like, what is just to, like, who is it something that people would wear? Like, would you wear a jersey? Would you buy and wear a jersey more if it had sleeves? It's still a V-neck.
That's the thing, is it wasn't practical for the fan and it wasn't practical for the player.
Right.
Like, LeBron would always rip them.
Yeah.
But they looked cool, though.
I don't think. I remember liking them when they first came out, and then as, like, they. I don't know.
It's because those black Cavs ones, man, or navy blue, whatever they were.
Oh,
The 2016 ones. Those are some of the best.
Those were tough. But navy blue's a cheat code. Navy blue's a cheat code. It's tough.
Unless Detroit wears it.
Yeah. They just had the navy blue they had just had too small of a Motor City font on the front.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, we're 3 for 3. I liked the black ones. I liked the red ones. And I liked the Motor City ones last year. The Detroit, Michigan. I thought that the way, like, writing Detroit, Michigan on the, I thought that was unique.
Those are hard. Cool.
And people are like, well, we just copy the Pacers. We just copy the Nuggets.
Fine.
Cool. Good. Fine. They were still hard. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That was hard. You very rarely see jerseys that have the city and state name. I thought it's that touch was different. Cool. It was cool. Yeah. It was different.
It's unique. Yep. And I don't know. Maybe.
I forgot about those jerseys. Sheesh. That was just last year, wasn't it? Or two years ago?
Literally just last. That was last year. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. Those were good.
We have to see. Having to see Cade wear the gray is going to be. This has been a lot of uniform talk. This is where we lose people. This is where we lose people a little bit. Yeah. So, final prediction. Are you going to stick with red? Because you did forget about the red. Are you going to stick with that? I think we're both like, it's probably not teal. Even though people are going to be like, but they wore the polos during the summer league.
I'm going to say red.
I tried to get James to bite. He said that meant nothing.
I don't think it's teal. Not this year.
Stupid troll that was for them to do. Why would they do that?
Just to warm you guys. It's coming. Warm you guys up, maybe. I don't know. I definitely think the teals make an appearance within the next 3 years. You know what? I'm going to say 2 years.
Well, easily, because in 2 years is when Big Sean is at the helm.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, hold on. We have agreed that if Big Sean came out with a beat tape, it would win a Grammy.
Facts. It's a fact.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's leave it at that, then.
Yeah. Sean Don.
You want to do... I have a record I want to pick. I don't have like a proper album, but it's just I wasn't able to do this last week.
Let's do it. Yeah, I didn't do it last week. We haven't done it in weeks.
No, the new I got a lot of stuff. New James Blake album
hard
dropped
hard,
super hard.
I like James. Overgrown is my favorite James Blake song. I know that's probably the most like popular pick. Yeah, yeah. But it's still fire.
Successful, sure. Yeah. No, Assume Form was definitely my favorite. But anyways, the new Corday track, super.
You love that. You sent it to me. Yeah.
I did, and then he retweeted me. Yeah, super. Oh, did hard. He? Yeah, he did.
That's tight. That's dope.
I said that track is a nuke. I said it's been on loop, and he retweeted it. And I was like, that's my guy, look Corday. So I bet shout you out to Corday.
He's probably seen your videos.
No, he's just like me, and he just keyword searches himself to see what shit people are talking
about. Man, my man is dating as famous athlete as it gets. Corday's been chilling for 2 years on the couch, man.
Yeah,
he probably knows. He's probably seen your videos.
Man, there was the like rumors where he's like, I might just retire because I have no reason to work.
He doesn't.
Because Naomi Osaka is the best.
No, he's living my dream. I want to be a stay at home dad. One day.
So I'm either gonna say Corday or the new James Blake record.
Use both. It's fine.
Sure.
I'm gonna go with
his and hers.
If you're a new listener and you haven't checked out Dunedin Scene, His and Hers, you're fooling yourself if you like R&B.
Great trip record.
It's just a great record. But yeah, I would imagine so. Let's show Detroit some love. Let's go with Prime 1, Royce da 5'9", and DJ Premier.
Ooh.
The first Prime is my favorite of the two. Second one is Fire 2, but we'll go with Prime 1.
I heard a rumor. I do not know if this is true. I have not looked into it at all. That Babytron has a record coming out soon, and there is a certain feature on it that will...
Miles?
RTBMB is apparently on the record.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
If Miles Bridges and Babytron have a track together, I will cause widespread destruction.
When's it gonna? What is it supposed to drop soon? No.
I don't know.
Chances
I
guess I'll listen to it. 0%. Well, 1% because you'll send it to me. I'll be like, all right.
I will.
And I'll be like, let me hear Miles's verse. I'll skip to Miles's verse.
I think. Well, did you listen to the new Miles record? He came up with a whole album
with Terry wrote. No, I did not listen to the Miles Bridges record. I'm
sorry. Wait, he did. He came out with. Okay, he did come out with an album. This was earlier this year. Okay, I haven't listened to this yet. No RTBMB on this. I'll have to look into it. Not sure.
Thank you for loving. Thank you for...
Okay, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you made it this far, thank you very, very much for listening. If you didn't make it this far,
we don't blame you.
Also, we don't want you to listen if you didn't make it this far. You're an idiot. We hate you.
Alrighty.
Well, if they didn't, they're not going to hear it because we don't.
Oh, that's
like
true.
It. Yeah, they didn't.
Smart
so,
move.
Boo.
I like that. Boo.
You guys stink. You didn't make it this far.
Losers.
But if you did, we love you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate 5 stars. Leave a review if you're feeling generous and subscribe. We will catch you guys
in the next one.
Peace.